हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् गणानाम् त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनादयात् ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः या देवी सर्वभूतेषु वृत्तिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः या देवी सर्वभूतेषु शान्तिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः आत्मा चतुष्पाद प्रथमात्मा द्वितीयात्मा तृतीयात्मा तुरीयात्मा चतुर्थात्मा तुरीयात्मा और प्रथम पादः द्वितीय पादः तृतीय पादः चतुर्थ पादः स्थूलात्मा सूक्ष्मात्मा कारणात्मा तुरीयात्मा इज नॉट द फोर्थ चतुर्थ आत्मा तुरीय आत्मा इज नथिंग बट तुरीयम दैट विच इज लाइक द फोर्थ पर्सन द चैतन्यम शुद्ध चैतन्यम द प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस And what is the nature of that consciousness? The consciousness, the Turiyatma, is obtaining in the waking state, obtaining in the dream state, obtaining in deep sleep state. But it is not distant from the Pramata or the Prameyam, obtaining in waking state. Consciousness, the Turiyatma, is not distant away from the pramata and the prameyam, the experienced obtaining in the dream state. The turiyam, the consciousness, is not distant from the sleeper and the obtaining in the deep sleep state, the sleeper and the unmanifest universe. So the experiencer and the experienced obtaining in the form of sleeper, isn't it? And the unmanifest universe in deep sleep state. But the consciousness is, the Turiyatma is distinct from all of them. The distinct, non-distant The consciousness is the Turiya Atma. Therefore, we saw the seventh mantra, the consciousness being distinct from the experiencer obtaining in three states of experience, and the consciousness being distinct from the experienced obtaining in three states of experience. And the consciousness is the very Aadharam, very substratum, very existence, support for all the experiencers and the experienced obtaining in all the three states of experience. That is beautifully revealed in the seventh mantra. And that particular mantra is commented upon by Gaudapada Acharya in his Karika. So the tenth karika is a commentary on the seventh mantra. So in tenth karika also, Gaudapada Acharya unfolds the nature of that self. Nature of the self means nature of the turiyam, turiyatma, unfolded in the seventh mantra. Thereafter, the 10th, 11th verse onwards, 11th, 12th, 13th and 14th, these four karikas are taken specially for understanding clearly the Turiyam being distinct from all the three. All the three, waker, dreamer and sleeper. And here the four padas to understand the Turiyatma being distinct from all the three. Here all the four padas, the three padas, the four padas are analyzed. How they analyzed? The Vaidharmyam and Sadharmyam. Vaidharmyam, the similar features, the dissimilar features between them are analyzed so that it become very clear. What should become clear finally? By seeing the dissimilar features and the similar features among these four padas, we are supposed to arrive at the clear understanding of Turiyatma. And for which he uses the very common example of snake and rope. I think we've seen this already, but today I'm going to repeat it for just to enter in before this into the class. See, in total darkness, no opaque object can have existence. What does it mean here? In total darkness, in utter darkness, in pitch darkness, an opaque object is as good as non-existent, even if it exists, because it does not shine. Nothing shines in darkness. Therefore, when nothing shines, the object which is as good as non-existent, because it does not shine, cannot be a source of fear or cannot be a source of pleasure also, pain or pleasure. Cannot be a source of joy, cannot be a source of pleasure. Because a non-existent thing cannot make you unhappy, cannot make you happy also. Isn't it? It is not a source. Is it clear? But in total brightness, in proper brightness also, when the light is brilliant, then things shine as they are. Therefore, we say if there is a snake existing in darkness, real snake is there also in darkness, it cannot be a source of fear, because it is not seen by us. So in bright light, if you see the rope as a rope also, there is no fear. Okay, don't see mistake. There is no mistake here. Error is not here. In bright light, in bright light you see a thing correctly, exactly as it is. So if there happens to be a rope and you see the rope as a rope, then perception, it's a right perception of what is, isn't it? Perception of what is there. Therefore, it doesn't cause any fear. In non-perception, in non-apprehension, also there is no fear. Non-apprehension of snake, in non-apprehension of rope also, there is no fear. In perception of rope as a rope also, there is no fear. In bright light, there is right perception. In pitch darkness, there is non-perception. There is no fear. In dim light alone, there is perception, but is not non-perception. It is not right perception, but is erroneous perception. In dim light, you know there is something, but you do not know what that something is. But that means what? You know that there is something in dim light. In darkness, you do not know that there is something. When you do not know that there is something, You cannot mistake it for something else. In dim light, when you know there is something, but you know, do not know what it that something is, that it is possible for you to mistake that for something else. Therefore, the erroneous perception of the rope as a snake is possible only in dim light. So, in utter, in pitch darkness also, in there is non-perception. There is no error possible. Okay? In non-perception, there is no error possible. Non-perception, there is a total, is it, pitch darkness, there is no error possible. In bright light also, what the light is bright also, there is a right perception, there is no error. In non-perception, in right perception, there is no error involved. But when is the error involved? Isn't it? There is half knowledge is there. There is a partial knowledge is only in partial, only in dim light error is possible. Similarly, in dim light alone you mistake the rope for a snake. There similarly here also, in total ignorance, when there is total ignorance, error is not possible. Error cannot exist. Error cannot be there if ignorance is total. Error cannot be there in total knowledge also. Only in partial knowledge there will be partial ignorance, then error is possible. Okay, therefore, in partial knowledge, when there is partial knowledge, half knowledge, there is half ignorance, then error is possible. This has to be very, very, very clear. In total ignorance, no error is possible. In total knowledge also, there is no error possible. Therefore, what does it mean here? If there is no error, there is no problem also. The dukkha anubhavaha, the experience of pain, experience of pairs of opposites, experience of samsara, isn't it? All the problems are possible only if there is error in perception. When the error is not there, then there is no problem at all. There is no sorrow at all. There is no sense of limitation at all. The sense of being bound also is not there. There is no bondage. There is no sense of being bound, there is no sorrow, there are no limitations. These are the problems. So the so-called problems of life, the problems are not there, cannot be there if there is no error in perception. So the problems are caused by what now? The error in perception alone results in problems. Okay? Why? Because ignorance by itself is not a problem. If ignorance is not a problem, ignorance by itself is fine. Ignorance is not a problem actually. Because if ignorance is a problem, ignorance also is the reason for the problem, cause for the problems, then in total ignorance, isn't it? In total ignorance, there must have been problems. In total ignorance, there is no experience of pain. There is no experience of pleasure. There is no samsara. There is no sense of being bound. There are no limitations. There is no dukkham. There is no dukkham in total ignorance. Like how in pitch darkness, the non-perception of snake dust cannot be a source of fear. Similarly, in total ignorance, there is no samsara. We understand here. That is why every day when you fall asleep, in sleep, in deep sleep state, what is there is total ignorance. You do not know you are. You do not know the universe is. And you do not know, therefore you cannot know what you are also. You cannot know what this universe is also. That is, ignorance is total. You do not know you are, you do not know what you are. That is, ignorance is total in deep sleep state. Ignorance is. Does ignorance cause the problem? So ignorance by itself does not cause any problem. But what causes the problem then? Error in perception alone causes the problem. The cause for the problem. The sense of being inadequate. The sense of being limited. The sense of being small. You know? Is caused by what? The sense of inadequacy is because of what? Because of the error in perception of the self. Error in perception of the world. Error is caused by what now? The ignorance. What ignorance here? Pure, now you can understand the total ignorance is pure knowledge. Therefore, in total ignorance, when the ignorance is pure ignorance, what is pure ignorance? Errorless ignorance. In deep sleep state, ignorance is what? Errorless ignorance. There's no problem. Error-free ignorance. Errorless ignorance is there in deep sleep state. Then there is no dukkham. In total knowledge also, there's right perception is there. Then also there is no dukkham. There's no sorrow. There's no some problem. But when there is problem, only when there is error-mixed ignorance. Erroneous ignorance. Ignorance with the error alone is the problem. So pure ignorance, the total ignorance is not the problem. Does not cause any problem. In total knowledge also there is no problem. Because in total knowledge there is the right perception. In total ignorance there is a non-perception. Therefore there is no problem. But only the problem is caused by erroneous perception. The erroneous perception is when only there is half knowledge and half ignorance. Therefore, error mixed ignorance alone is the cause for samsara. Is it clear now? Therefore, we saw last class, this is the basic thing you have to understand now. This is the thing which is taught here. We'll see here. Now, what about the... And here I told you, you have to remember this very important thing here is, this ajnanam and adhyasaha. I want to learn these two words. ajnanam, ignorance, and adhyasaha, error. And if these two are actually explained here, what now? Explained in using four different terms here. Agrahanam is a word for ignorance. Agrahanam is a word for ignorance. Anyatha grahanam is a word for error. Erroneous perception. Error. You say error. Agrahanam, anyatha grahanam. Then, next set of words. Nidra swapnam, swapnaha. Nidra is a word. Nidra literally means sleep. But ignorance also is likened to, isn't it? Sleep or what? No, sleep. Nidra and error is implied by the term swapnaha. We're going to understand it now. So, agrahanam, anyatha grahanam. Say now, agrahanam, anyatha grahanam. Then, nidra swapnaha. And the third set of words, bijam ankuraha. Bijam, seed, stands for ignorance. Ankuraha, the sprout, stands for error. Well, one more thing I said last class. Karanam and karyam. Because ignorance is the cause for the error. Error is the effect. Ignorance is the cause, error is the effect. Therefore, we say ignorance is karanam, error is the karyam. Just as the sprout comes out of, from the seed, alone grows into a sprout. We say ignorance is the bijam, seed, and the sprout is the error. And not one sprout comes, isn't it? From one seed, many sprouts come. So also many misconceptions. Because of ignorance, that one can have many misconceptions. Therefore, there are many. So, bijam and ankuraha. And whenever we always say, I'm asleep to the fact. Isn't it? I did not know. When you say, what do you say? I was asleep to the fact. Isn't it? So, always ignorance is improved with the term sleep. And when you are ignorant, then error is what? Error is like the dream only. So error is said to be the dream here. Like this, we have these four sets of words, meaning ignorance and the error, ajnanam and adhyasaha. So in purna ajnane, in total ignorance, dukkham nasti, there is no sorrow. Purna jnane api dukkham nasti. There's no dukkham in total knowledge. But ardha jnane, ardha ajnane, duk, isn't it? Here, we say adhyasa sahita ajnane. In fact, only in error mixed ignorance, there is samsara, there is dukkha, pain, sorrow. So therefore, to become free from samsara, bondage of karma, what do we need to do? All that we need is, we need to correct the error in perception. We need not change anything else, we need to correct the error in perception. Correction of error in perception itself is what? Mokshaha. So perspective change is mokshaha, freedom from bondage. But how can you correct the error in perception? So correction of error in perception is possible only when you make the half knowledge total knowledge. How? By removing the half ignorance. Is it? Then what becomes total? The perspective changes. Perception changes. Is it clear now? And for this jnanam, what do we need to do? For jnanam, ajnanam has to be dispelled. So ajnana nivrityehi jnanam, isn't it? So for elimination of ignorance, you need what now? Shravana manana nididhyasanam. But for Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, what do we need? You cannot let the mind go somewhere and you come and sit here. Mind must be here. When you come, you first mind only brings you here, isn't it? Your mind must be here. Mind must be what now? Focused. Should not be very agitated also. That's why I started with the verse. Yadevi sarva bhuteshu vritti rupena samsthita. I said that purposely because all your mind must be here. All the thoughts must be converge. Whole attention must be here right now, in here. Which means too many distractions means what now? Vikshepaha. Isn't it? And the distraction of the mind must be what now? Managed. The distractedness of the mind. Being distracted is very nature of the mind. The distractedness of the being distracted, the distractedness of the mind has to be managed. How? By upasanam. So upasanam will help you manage your, isn't it, distractions, distractedness. But still mind must be pure also. You have to manage your ragadveshas. So the agitation of the mind or distractedness of the mind can be managed by the upasanam. And this impurities of the mind in the form of likes and dislikes, disease, they had to be managed. How? By living a life of karma yoga. So karma yoga helps one to purify the mind. For mental purification, living a life of karma yoga is the only way. And for making this unsteady, agitated mind steady and focused, meditation, upasanam is the means. And for elimination of ignorance, shravana manana nididhyasanam or shastram is the means. So we call it malam, vikshepaha and avaranam. Malam means impurities of the mind. Vikshepaha means restlessness of the mind, unsteadiness of the mind. And avarana means ignorance obtaining in the mind. Three. Okay. Mala, vikshepa, avaranani. All the three. You cannot straight away go and what now? The ajnana nivrittihi straight away is not possible. Shravanam and mananam will help you to some, isn't it? But still, for nididhyasanam, you need what? Definitely, isn't it? For, see, antakkarana shuddhi is required for shravana mananam. Vikshepa nivrittihi is required for nididhyasanam. Only then what now? No? Ajnana nivrittihi. Is it clear? Therefore, so mental purity, the malam removal, removal of malam, malanivrittihi, removal of malam by living a life of karma yoga. Karma yogena malanivrittihi, upasanena athava upasanaya vikshepa nivrittihi, jnanena avarana nivrittihi. Shravana manana nididhyasana anehi avarana nivrittihi. Now you understand the step, isn't it? So again, brought you back what now? The whole thing is very clear now. Malam vikshepa avaranam. Therefore, living a life of karma yoga, worshipfully, prayerfully, being religious. So being ethical, you get your mind purified. Being religious, now you become calm. And being spiritual, you remove the ignorance. So this is the way it has to be understood. Now let us see what Gaudapada Acharya says here. I think it must be clear, isn't it? Let's go straight to the verse number 11. Karya karana baddhautau. Ishyete vishvatayjasau. Prajñah kāraṇa baddhastu dvautau turyena siddhyatah. Now, what is in what? So here we say, kārya kāraṇa baddhau tau vishvatajasau ishyete tau vishvatajasau karana karya baddhau ishyete vishvaha the waker. What is the waker? Consciousness obtaining in waking state, isn't it? What mind? Where? Which mind? The extrovert mind, isn't it? Vishvaha. So Vishvaha, the sthulatma, the waker, and Taijasaha, the dreamer. It's not used for consciousness. Just say the sthulatma, sukshmatma, the Vishvaha, Taijasaha, the waker and the dreamer, obtaining in waking and dream states. What now? Karya karana baddhau means they're endowed with both error and ignorance. Karyam and karanam. In waking state also, you know you are and you do not know what you are. You know the universe is, but you do not know what this universe is. In dream also, you know you are. But what now? Dream, in dream you have dream I, isn't it? You have the dream existence. You are dream individual in dream. As a dream individual you know you are, but you do not know even in dream what now? You do not know that you are what you are when you are dreaming. So in dream also there is error. Therefore, there's the erroneous self-perception, and erroneous perception of the world experienced is there when in waking state and in dream state, which means for the waker and the dreamer. The waker has ignorance and dream, sorry, ignorance and error. The dreamer also has ignorance and error. Whereas prajnaha, the sleeper, obtaining in deep sleep state, the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state, the prajnaha, karana baddha, has only, is endowed with ignorance alone. No error, which means it's a pure ignorance. Pure ignorance means what now? Errorless ignorance is pure ignorance. Total ignorance is pure ignorance. And here we say, Turiye Taudvau na Siddhyeta. Taudvau Turiye na Siddhyataha. These two do not exist in, do not occur in, happen in Turiyam, the Turiyatma, the consciousness, the pure consciousness. Turiye Taudvau na Siddhyataha. There is no ignorance on the part of consciousness. There is no error on the part of consciousness. Consciousness does not have ignorance, does not, have erroneous perception also. Consciousness is free from error and ignorance. How we see, now you see what is there and what, isn't it? Because of three things. See, Turiyam, this Turiyam means Turiyaha or Turiyatma, the consciousness, is of the nature of pure knowledge. Turiyatma is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Prakashakatvam, Turiyasya Prakashakatvam Asti. So what? It is of the nature of self-effulgence. The Turiyatma is of the nature of self-effulgence. So what? Just as the light illumining the opaque is not tainted or affected by the opaque, so also Turiyatma is not afflicted by or affected by, tainted by anything. Waker, there is no waker without the Turiyam, but Turiyam is not the waker. Okay, there is no dreamer without Turiyam, but Turiyam is not the dreamer. There is no sleeper without Turiyatma, the consciousness, but Turiyatma, the consciousness, is not the sleeper. There is no experienced, there is sthula prapancha, there is no gross universe experienced in waking state without the Turiyatma. There cannot be the experience of the sukshma prapancha, the dream universe, without the Turiyatma. There cannot be even unmanifest universe. There can be total ignorance also without the Turiyatma. But Turiyatma, the consciousness, is what now? Free from all of them, because the knower and the known both shine in Turiyatma only. Therefore we say Prakashakatvam, Prakashakatvat, due to its nature of self-effulgence, Turiyatma is what now? Is free from ignorance and the error also. We are going to see that later on again. And not only that, we have said, Paramarthika Satyatvam Asti Turiyasya. Paramarthika Satyatvat means, see, when you say, the Turiyam enjoy is the higher order of reality. You know, waker and the waking state experience and the experienced, all of them enjoy only lower order of reality. So also the experiencer, the experience and the experienced, all of them have what now? Lower order of reality. The Turiyam alone is the higher order of reality. The higher order of reality is called Paramarthika Satyam. The lower order of reality is Vyavaharika Satyam. We never say non-existent, okay? Here, Paramarthika Satyam, Vyavaharika Satyam. Empirical reality and absolute reality. What is absolutely real cannot be affected by empirical, what is empirically real. The knife you saw in dream next day morning cannot be used for cutting your vegetables. Dream knife cannot be used in waking state. I went to IKEA, bought a very nice knife, dream. Now that's what I'm going to take and cut the vegetables now. You cannot say why. Because that which enjoys the higher order of reality cannot be, isn't it, affected by the lower order of reality. So this Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness enjoys what? Paramarthika Satyatvam. It is absolute reality. Everything other than Turiyam is what? Because we talk about, we can't say there is no waker, there is no waking state, there is no gross universe, there is no dreamer, there is no dream universe, there is no dream experience, there is no sleeper, there is no unmanifest universe, there is no dream deep sleeper experience. Can you say that? My God, we go through all this. How can you say it is unreal? They are all there. There is a waker, there is a waking state of experience, there is a waking universe. The universe experience in the waking state, like that we have three different states of experience and three different objects of experience. We have three different states of experience and experience also obtaining in three different states gets three different names as waker, dreamer, sleeper. They are all not unreal. But are they real? Yes. How real are they? Empirically real, but not absolutely real. Empirically real is what? Said to be the lower order of reality. Absolutely real is higher order of reality. And this Turiyam is what now? Turiyam belongs to what now? Turiyam? Turiya Atma, the Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness is what? Higher order of reality, absolute reality, Paramarthikam Satyam. What about this waker, waking, grass universe, dreamer, dream experience, dream universe? What about these things? Vyavaharika Satyam. They are all empirically real. They have Vyavaharika Satta. This is point to two reasons, isn't it? And one more thing I have to say, the third thing. Because of these three reasons, we say, here, Asangatvam. Asangatvam. Isn't it? Asangaha means untaintedness. The Turiya Atma is, Turiya Chaitanyam is Asangam. Asangam means it is untouched. And then it is, see, Asangatvat, Paramarthika Satyatvat, then we say, Swaprakashatvat, Turiye, Ajnanam, Adhyasahacha, Na, bhavatah. There is no ignorance or error on the part of consciousness due to these three reasons. Why? It is free from consciousness, whatever illumines everything, but consciousness is not touched by anything. Consciousness does not touch anything, isn't it? Like just as light illumining the opaque does not touch the light. Therefore, asangaha. And similarly, consciousness illumines. It is paramarthikam satyam. It has independent existence. Therefore, also it is what now? It is not affected by vyavaharika satyam. How can reality which has self, which is self-existent, be affected by that which is dependent on it for its existence? Isn't it? Therefore, due to these three reasons, due to the nature of untaintedness, due to the nature of absoluteness, okay, due to the nature state, due to the nature of its self-effulgence, what happened now? This Turiye, there is no ignorance or error on the part of consciousness. Turiye Atma. Is it clear? This is what we saw in the last class. To make it very clear, waker and dreamer have ignorance and error. Sleeper has only ignorance, no error, but Turiyam has nothing. No ignorance, no error. Turiyatma. Now, Natmanam naparam chaiva. Satyam napi chan na satyam na cha satyam napi chandratam. Natmanam naparam chaiva. Na satyam napi chandratam. Prajñah kinchana samveti. Turiyam tat sarvadrik sada. Okay. Here he establishes one thing. Everything other than Turiyatma is of the nature of inertness. What is inertness? What is being inert is also clearly defined here. Look at this. He says, here he takes only prajñaha and turiyaha. See, in the previous verse, he talked about waker, dreamer, sleeper and the turiyaha. Isn't it? Vishvaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha and Turiyaha. All the four quarters, isn't it? All the four padas of the Atma he took. And in each pada, which pada has what he has said in the previous verse? The Prathama Padaha, Vishvaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Taijasaha, Tritiya Padaha, Prajnaha, Turiya Padaha, isn't it? Chaitanya, all of them, who has what he explained there? That there he explained very clearly, Turiya Padaha, Turiya Atma, is it? The pure consciousness is free from both ignorance and error. In this verse, he takes only Prajnaha and Turiyaha. He does not talk about Vishvaha and Taijasaha. Look at this. See, prajñaha, go to the next line, second line, and see that prajñaha, the sleeper. Who is the sleeper here? The I obtaining in deep sleep state, isn't it? Is what now? Prajñaha, sleeper. the sleeper pragyaha samveti. Samveti means knows. There's a kinchana. See, pragyaha, you have to add one na with the nakinchana. Nakinchana samveti. Pragyaha kinchana samveti. Nakinchana samveti. Sleeper does not know anything. Does not know anything means pragyaha na kinchana samveti. You had to add na. Pragyaha kinchana samveti means what? The sleeper knows something. Kinchana means something. But na kinchana samveti means what? The sleeper does not know anything. How do we say that? You see from the top now. Na atmanam samveti had to come from there. That na from the previous line has to be added here. Pragyaha na atmanam samveti. First thing. The sleeper does not know, first of all, his own self. Isn't it? Does not know the self. The sleeper is self-ignorant. Self-ignorant means what? The sleeper is self-ignorant. Na atmanam samveti. Sleeper is self-ignorant. Does not know himself, his own self. How? He's totally ignorant. The sleeper does not know I am. The sleeper does not know what I am. Therefore, there's a total ignorance. Atmanam na atmanam samveti. Do you know you are in sleep? You do not know you are in sleep. You do not know that you are in sleep. But after waking up from sleep, you can say, I know very well, I have no doubt at all that I did not know I was when I was asleep. Isn't it true? So the ignorance was, the sleeper had ignorance. What ignorance? Self-ignorance. I did not know I was. What does it mean? Self-ignorance. But what is the proof? Now I know. Why? Isn't it? You are the proof. Who is the proof for you are being ignorant in sleep? What is the proof? You are the proof. You know very well. On waking up, you will quarrel. Come on, I know I was self-ignorant. I was ignorant of myself in sleep. Isn't it? Which means you had what? No. You had the experience of ignorance in sleep. Isn't it? Which means the sleeper does not know the self. The sleeper has self-ignorance. The sleeper is self-ignorant. Atma-jnani. Isn't it? Is it clear now? You do not even know you are. And where's the question of knowing what you are? Therefore, you're totally ignorant. You are in sleep. You know, you're blissfully ignorant. Errorlessly ignorant. In sleep, errorlessly, therefore, you're totally ignorant. Therefore, errorlessly ignorant. Therefore, what? Blissfully ignorant. Is it clear now? It's called na atmanam. Na atmanam samveti. If you want to be blissful, what should you become now? Don't sleep now. Therefore, na atmanam samveti. Then, where is the question of something else then? Na parancha eva na param. The sleeper does not know himself, does not know the world also. Param means anything else. When you do not know you, your own existence, how can you know the existence of anything else in the world or existence of the world around? Param stands for other. Atmanam, anatmanam. Param stands for anatmanam. Everything and anything other than self is what? Non-self. So param means anatma, the jagat. Jagat includes what? Body, mind, senses. No? Everything. Therefore, na atmanam samveti. The pragya sleeper does not know the self, does not know the existence of the self, does not know the existence of the world around, does not know anything other than the self also, does not know the self-ignorant and ignorant of the world, ignorant of the non-self also. This being ignorant of the self and being ignorant of the world is what now? Purna ajnanam, total pure ignorance. Is it clear now? This is what, now you should understand what is pure ignorance, you know. We talk all the time about, now we'll understand Maya. Look at this very beautifully. There is total ignorance. Therefore, atmanam na samveti. You get Sanskrit words. See, now you all have picked up so much of Sanskrit now. Kevin ji, you all picked up Sanskrit now. So you can say now. Atmanam na samveti. Now we have to say pragyaha na veti na samveti. Kim na samveti? Atmanam na samveti. Cha. Param na samveti. Isn't it? The sleeper does not know himself, does not know the world, does not know the self, does not know the non-self, does not know himself existence, does not know the existence of anything else. Therefore, what? Purna ajnani. Isn't it? The total ignorance. Therefore, we say what now? Errorlessly, blissfully ignorant. Okay, he expands that, don't you? Prajnaha na satyam kinchana samveti. He does not know what is absolutely real. Na apicha anritam. The sleeper does not know what is empirically real. Anritam na samveti. Does not know what is satyam and what is mithya. Does not know satyam. Does not know anritam. He does not know what is real, what is false. What is real, what is mithya. What is absolutely real? What is empirically real? What is the self? What the world is? Not, isn't it? Does not know anything. He does not know I am. He does not know the world is. Therefore, he does not also know what I am, what this universe is. It's called total ignorance. That is, this total ignorance is in whom? Prajnaha. Here in this verse, only prajnaha is taken here. Prajnaha, see the same thing, what has been said earlier alone is repeated. But how beautifully it is presented here. We have to think. See, what is known alone is repeatedly put in here. That is what is karika, isn't it? Bhashya means what? It becomes clear for you. Okay, now, therefore, now, this sleeper is endowed with total ignorance. Therefore, nothing he knows. Sleeper does not know anything. Now, what about the turiyatma? See, pragyaha is the tritiyatma. Third padaha, tritiya padaha. Pragyaha is the tritiya padaha. The third pada of the Atma. What about the Turiya padaha? What about the Chaturthaha? What is the Turiyam? Atma. He says, Sarvadadrik. Turiyam tat sarvadrik sada. Sadadrik. Sadadrik means ever the seer, only the seer. Only the seer means always the seer. Turiya Atma, the pure consciousness, is ever the seer. Means never does it become the seen. What does it mean here? Ever the seer means sarvadrik, ever the seer of all. Always Turiya Atma is the seer of everything. Experiencer of everything, knower of everything. Means ever the seer, sada. Ever the seer, ever the experiencer, means ever the illuminator. Means never does Turiya Atma become the seen. So what does it mean here? The Turiya Atma is of the nature of illumining. Ever the seer. The illumining Turiya Atma illumines the ignorance, illumines the total ignorance, therefore free from ignorance. Now take only Pragyaha and Turiya Atma here. Turiya Atma, Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, illumines the total ignorance. Total ignorance is object of knowledge. Total ignorance is object of knowledge. How do you know that you did not know you were? How do you know that you did not know the world was? World wasn't. How do you know? You know, because it means the ignorance is an object of knowledge. Total ignorance is object of knowledge. So ignorance shines in consciousness. The total ignorance, the self-ignorance, atma ajnanam, anatma ajnanam, satya ajnanam, mithya ajnanam. Is it? The ignorance of the satyam, ignorance of mithya, ignorance of the self, ignorance of the world. The total ignorance is, isn't it? Ignorance shines in consciousness, in the presence of consciousness. But consciousness is free from ignorance, total ignorance. What does it mean here? It is where you have to understand here. The opaque shines in the presence of the light. Examples are repeated. You have to listen to me carefully and understand. Opaque shines in the presence of the light. Light does not make effort to illumine the opaque. Does not do any action to illumine the opaque. Illumining, being luminous, all illumining is the nature of the light, swarupam of the light. But the light gets the name, status illuminator in the presence of the opaque. The status is given to the light. Illuminator status is given to the light from the standpoint of the illumined opaque. Now I tell you, this opaque, which is dependent on the light to be illumined, can this opaque illumine the light? Never. So opaque is ever illumined and light is ever the illuminator of the opaque. Similarly here, consciousness is ever the illuminator of total ignorance. And total ignorance is ever illumined by consciousness. Which means ignorance does not have existence outside of, independent of consciousness. Therefore, you cannot say, when you say light, in the presence of the light, opaque shines means, you can never say light creates the opaque. If we say in the presence of the light, opaque shines means, we cannot say light creates the opaque. Nor can we say light is touched by the opaque. Never can we say light is illumined by the opaque. Light is ever illuminated and then opaque is ever illumined. So also, consciousness does not create the ignorance. Turiyatma does not create the ignorance. But Turiyatma, isn't it? In fact, illumines the ignorance. The experience of knowledge of the ignorance being there is possible because of the presence of pure consciousness. Consciousness, light is opaque shines. Consciousness is ignorance shines. That's called what? No. Ignorance being illumined by consciousness, by its mere presence. Okay, therefore, consciousness is ever the conscious, the Turiyatma being pure consciousness, it is of the nature of self-effulgence, it is ever the illuminator of ignorance. And ignorance is what? No, ever illumined. Ignorance is what now? Inertness. Total ignorance is what now? Is of the nature of inertness. So here, natmanam na atmanam, you have to say this. Prajnaha atma na atmanam kinchana samveti na param kinchana samveti Na cha and eva na satyam kinchana samveti na cha andratam kinchana samveti. Okay, so the sleeper does not, isn't it, the sleeper does not know, whereas consciousness knows. Sleeper does not know, consciousness knows. Sleeper, is it clear? No, sleeper does not know, consciousness is ever the knower. Have you understood it now? Sleeper does not know, sleeper is the does not know, consciousness is ever the knower. Why? Consciousness is always there. Therefore, we have to understand here, the total ignorance does not shine by itself. It depends upon consciousness to come to light. Therefore, total ignorance is of the nature of inertness. Is it? Consciousness is of the nature of effulgence. Opaqueness, self, effulgence. Their inertness, effulgence. So what is the difference between prajnaha, tritiyatma, and the chaturthiyatma? Here, what is the dissimilar here? What a dissimilar feature here. Is it sleeper is totally ignorant. And consciousness, Turi Atma is what now? Turi Atma is all knower. Sarvadrik. Okay. Now we'll go to the next one now. We had to finish 2 more verses. Okay, better have tea and come. See, very subtle here. When I say sleeper does not say anything, and consciousness always sees everything. Na, see, the na, every day, na, 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 is the na, only I brought it to this next slide. Listen. Natmanam na paranchaiva. That other version said, na paranschaiva. Natmanam na paranschaiva. One expression. Natmanam na paranchaiva. Na satyam na pichandratam. Prajna kinchana samveti turiyam tat sarvadrik sada. Isn't it? So what is the diagonally opposite feature here? Isn't it? See here, the sleeper is said to be endowed with total ignorance. And here, when you talk about the Turiyam, of course, sleeper is none other than Turiyatma. But Turiyatma is not the sleeper. It's like light is the illuminator. Illuminator is the light, but light is not the illuminator. From the standpoint of the opaque, the illuminator status is given to the light. But from the standpoint of the light, light is not the illuminator. Neither the illuminator nor the non-illuminator. Just the light. Is it clear now? Therefore, light is, look at this, light is not the illuminator from its own standpoint. But illuminator of the opaque is the light. When you say illuminator is a status given to the light, not from the standpoint of the light, but relatively from the standpoint of the opaque. Similarly, even though sleeper is a status given to the consciousness, from the standpoint of the illumined total ignorance, from the standpoint of the illumined total ignorance, sleeper is a name, a status given to the consciousness. But from the standpoint of consciousness, not the sleeper. Consciousness is not the sleeper. Turiyam, turiyaha chaitanyam, turiyaha atma, turiya chaitanyam. Is it clear? Punyacha. See, from the standpoint of consciousness, see, light by itself is not the illuminator. But illuminator is light when you say, that's why you can't say light is the illuminator. You can't say, why? Because light by itself is not the illuminator. Just the light. Illuminator is light when you say, illuminator is the status given to the light. Relatively, from the standpoint of the illumined opaque. Similarly, consciousness, pure consciousness by itself is not the sleeper. But a sleeper is a status given to the consciousness from the standpoint of the illumined total ignorance. Is it clear now? Therefore, here we say, status. Sleeper is, there is no sleeper other than consciousness, without the consciousness. But the consciousness is not the sleeper. As a sleeper, ignorant. As pure consciousness is free from total ignorance, free from partial ignorance and partial knowledge, free from error also. Consciousness is free from ignorance and free from ignorance born error also. That's what we want to say. So here, and if we say, what about the consciousness? Consciousness, isn't it? When you say consciousness alone, given the status, a sleeper status, from the standpoint of the sleeper is actually, what now? The sleeper is the experiencer of the total ignorance, I. When this experience of the total ignorance is what now? Experiencer of the total ignorance is who? The sleeper. When the total ignorance is experienced, what is not there? Differentiation is not there. I am this. I am this universe. That division is not there. This experience is still there. Consciousness is, total ignorance is, isn't it? Where? My vrittis. All resolved. Then we get this what now? There is sleeper. And the sleeper ended with what? This total ignorance. But consciousness, from the standpoint of consciousness, not as a sleeper, is free from the status, sleeper status. Is free from the sleeper status goes, itself is not there, means where is the question of being endowed with ignorance and total ignorance? Isn't it? What to do? Intellectually remove the status. Consciousness, when the sleeper status is taken away, what is there? Pure consciousness. And the pure conscious sleeper status itself is not there. And experience status itself is not there. And where is the question of having the experienced total ignorance? Therefore, consciousness is free from total ignorance. And consciousness is always of the nature of illumining. Therefore, sada sarvadrik. Consciousness is of the nature of illumining, always. So all illumining consciousness, eternally all illumining consciousness, in fact is always free, ever free from the illumined. Got it? So here it says this Pragya and Turiyam or Turiya Chaitanyam or Turiya Atma are compared here. Then we'll go to the next. Dvaitasya Grahanam Tulyam. Ubhayoh Pragya Turiyayoh. Bija nidrayutah prajnah sachaturyena vidyate
sachaturyena vidyate
बीजनिद्रायुतः प्राज्ञः सा चतुर्येण विद्यते. See the 12th and 13th, these two verses compare, who? Turiyaha and Prajnaha. The sleeper, the Tritiya Padaha, and Turiyaha, Chaturtha Padaha. These two are compared in 12th and the 13th. The 12th mantra, Vaidharmyam alone is revealed. Dissimilar feature, isn't it? What is Vaidharmyam between the Turiyam and Prajnaha is revealed here. And here in 13th verse also, 13th Karika also, Prajnaha and Turiyaha are compared. But how? Here Vaidharmyam and Sadharmyam both are revealed here. What is common, the similar feature, in both this sleeper and Atma, the Turiya Atma, Prajnaha and Turiyaha, and what is the dissimilar feature between them in this Turiyaha and Prajnaha? That is said in the 13th verse. Look at this. Dvaitasya agrahanam tulyam ubhayoho prajna turiyayoho. Prajne turiyecha. In the sleeper and in the consciousness, the turiyatma, okay, in both of them, ubhayoho, tulyam, what is similar, what is common here, is agrahanam, dvaitasya agrahanam. See, in this context, here agrahanam means absence. Dvaitasya agrahanam, tulyam. In sleep also there is no error. In turiyam also there is no error. Consciousness is free from error because consciousness is free from ignorance also. And sleeper is what now is endowed with total ignorance. Therefore, what now? Sleeper also is free from error. So here, dvaitam should be taken as error. Erroneous perception, error. Error should be taken as here, dvaitam should be duality. See, duality, seeing more than one. Isn't it? Seeing more than one, seeing other than the self, seeing other than anything other than the reality, as absolutely real, is called what now? Perception of duality, which is erroneous perception. Then dvaitam, she is to be taken as what? Error. Dvaitam, the duality, which is a false thing, isn't it? Dvaitam, the duality, the perception of duality, which is erroneous perception, the error is not there in deep sleep state. Do you have, in deep sleep state also, every day there is experience of non-duality. Isn't it? You are not there, the Jagat also is not there. You are there not knowing you are, not knowing the universe is. Without any differences, I and this. I am this universe. Without that difference, without knowing the difference, you are in sleep. Isn't it? Is it true or not? Therefore, error is not there in consciousness. Why? Because consciousness is free from ignorance, therefore free from error also. Whereas the prajnaha, is it prajnaha is endowed with total ignorance, therefore prajnaha also is free from error. So dvaita grahanam, absence of the erroneous perception of duality is not there in prajna and also in turiyatma. This is the similarity, similar feature, sadharmyam. Thereafter, bija nidrayutah prajnah. What is the dissimilar? What is dissimilar here? He says, now here, bijam, the seed, which is the cause of error, is implied by that word here, bijam. So bijam, the ignorance. And what is bijam? Nidra, isn't it? Bija nidra means what now? The sleep of ignorance, which is seed, isn't it? The cause, the sleep of ignorance, which is the seed for the sprouting of error, is said to be bija nidra. Just to say ignorance, he used the word bija nidra. Bija nidra means what now? The sleep of ignorance, which is the seed for sprouting of the error, is said to be bija nidra. Bija nidra indicates what? Ignorance. Just ignorance. And what ignorance here? Total ignorance. What is total ignorance? Self-ignorance, the world ignorance. Ignorance of the world, ignorance of the self. Ignorance of the existence of one's own self, ignorance of the existence of the world is called what now? Total ignorance. The total ignorance is what now? Therefore, a prajna. Prajnaha, the sleeper is endowed with total ignorance. Whereas, sa bija nidra, that sleep of ignorance which is the seed for the sprouting of the error, is not there in consciousness, turiyam. Turiye sa bija nidra na vidyate. Prajnaha bija nidra yutaha. Yutaha means endowed with. Again, same thing is repeated in a different way. Sleeper is endowed with ignorant, total ignorance, and consciousness is free from total ignorance. Here the question might come. Why there is dvaitam? Is there dvaitam? Really speaking, there is only Advaitam Brahma. But we see the duality, the perception of duality is the error caused by what now? Partial ignorance. In total knowledge, Dvaitam will be empirical reality. Advaitam will be the absolute reality. Non-duality of the reality is a fact and which is absolutely real. And Advaitam, the duality, is not non-existent, but duality is empirically real. In total knowledge, in total ignorance, there is no duality. In total knowledge also there is no duality. In half baked, there is perception of duality, which is an error. Therefore, and this error is not there on the part of prajna as on the part of the turiya, that this is the similar feature. The second line says there is the dissimilar feature, isn't it? Sleeper has ignorance, turiyaha, conscious, is free from ignorance. Second line, dissimilar feature. Okay, now we'll go to the next one. Swapna nidrayuta vadyo. Prajnastva swapna nidraya. Prajnastva swapna nidraya. Na nidram naiva cha swapnam.
Na nidram naiva cha swapnam.
Turiye pashyanti nischita.
Turiye pashyanti nischita.
Swapna nidra yuta vadyo.
Swapna nidra yuta vadyo.
Prajnastva swapna nidraya.
Prajnastva swapna nidraya.
Na nidram naiva cha swapnam.
Na nidram naiva cha swapnam.
Turiye pashyanti nischita.
Turiye pashyanti nischita.
See, this Karikas 12th and the 13th discuss Prajnaha and Turiyaha. Tritiya Pada and the Chaturthuriya Pada, fourth Pada of the Atma. And 11th and 14th discuss the Vishwa and Taijasa, Pratama Dvitiya Pada. See, Prajnaha Tritiya Padaha, Turiyaha Chaturtha Padaha, the fourth pada of the Atma are discussed in 12th and 13th. 11th and 14th, isn't it? Similar to the 14th is like the first 11th, wherein the Taijasaha and Vishwaha, the first two are discussed. First two means Prathama Pada and Dvitiya Padaha. He says, Swapna Nidra Yutau Adyo. What has been said earlier alone is repeated. Don't think I am repeating. Adyo means, Adyaha means first. Adyo means first two. First two means what now? First two padas. First two padas are what? Vishwaha Taijasaha, waker and the sleeper. Okay? The waker and the sleeper, adyau is equal to first two. First two is equal to first two padas. First two padas means Vishwaha and Taijasaha. Vishwaha and Taijasaha is equal to waker and dreamer. Waker and dreamer. Sorry. Waker and dreamer. It's okay? Maybe I have a different state now, that's why. Waker and dreamer. So, adyau, yutau, the first waker and the dreamer are endowed with swapna and nidra. Sleep, and here the word nidra stands for ignorance, swapnam stands for error. Therefore, this waker and the sleeper, adyau, yutau, they're endowed with what? Ignorance and error. Okay, so error and ignorance. Error and error caused ignorance. Errors cause ignorance. So the word swapnam here stands for, please understand, the word swapnam stands for error. Nidra stands for ignorance. You know why? You have to fall asleep first only then you can have a dream. Straight away you can never dream. From waking, you can you straight away dream? Anybody here? If anybody is here, then we have to really think about it. Okay? It's not a serious problem that is. Nobody can straight away go to dream. If you have to experience dream, you have to fall asleep. From sleep alone, you can dream. And from dream also, you have to fall asleep. From sleep alone, you have to come back. Know that? You can straight away, you can never wake up from dream. Straight away, you can never wake up, go to dream also. Fall asleep, then dream. If a dream is the effect, sleep is the cause. If a sleep is said to be the ignorance, dream is said to be the effect here, the error here. Therefore, swapnam in this context means error. Nidra in this verse means cause, the ignorance. Swapna nidra yutav means what? Vishvaha and taijasaha, the waker and dreamer, are endowed with sleep and ignorance. Ignorance and error. Ignorance and error. Sleep and dream means what? Ignorance and error. Every waker, in fact, how? We are going to see that actually. Swapna nidra yutav adyav. The one in waking state, if you are asleep to the fact that you are Brahman, even though you are waker, still you are sleeper only. And his whole, what now? Now still you are dreamer only, yet still dreaming. Why? If you do not know the fact that you are Brahman. So philosophically, for an ignorant person, waking also is what? Dream only. You are living in dream world. Your own projected world. You are not living in the real world. Know why? You do not know the fact. Isn't it? See, as an ignorant person, when we live in this world, we are living in our own dream world. Our own projections. Our own value added to the things. Our own value really taken away from the things. Either undervaluing or overvaluing, isn't it? We live in our own projections, world, projected world. Therefore, this, for an ignorant person, this waking universe also is what now? Dream only. If you do not know the fact that you are Brahman. Therefore, he says here, the Taijasaha, not only there is a dream, isn't it? In Taijasaha also is a Taijasaha, the dreamer also is endowed with self-ignorance and endowed with what? A error in perception. Error in perception of the dream world. He doesn't see the dream world as a dream world. The dreamer does not see the dream world as a dream world. The dreamer sees the dream world as a real world. And for him, he has to wake up from sleep of ignorance to know the dream world being dream, not real. Only as a waker, one can know the dream world being dream. Therefore, what now? As a dreamer, also as a dreamer is endowed with ignorance and sleep. Ignorance and error. So, not only the dreamer, even as a waker, also what now? When you do not know what you are, when you do not know that you are Brahman, you do not know you are the whole, even then, what happens? You are endowed with ignorance, and erroneous perception of the world. Therefore, you are endowed as a, every waker is endowed with ignorance and error. Adyo nidra swapna nidra yutau. Both waker and dreamer are endowed with ignorance and error. Okay. Pragyaha tu, whereas the sleeper, pragyaha tu, aswapna nidraya. Aswapna nidraya. The sleeper is endowed with dreamless sleep, and the waker and dreamer are endowed with dreamful sleep. Dreamful means what? Dreamful sleep means what? Sleep with the dream. Waker and dreamer are endowed with sleep with the dream. And the sleeper is endowed with dreamless sleep. Aswapna nidra, swapna nidra. Ignorance without the dream, ignorance without the error. The sleeper is endowed with the pure total ignorance without the error. The waker and dreamer are endowed with partial ignorance, and partial ignorance caused error. Simple sentence, one line is enough, isn't it? But there's a reason why he is using all these terms. Now, what about the Turiyatma? What about Turiyatma? See, the 11th and the 12th are like the same, isn't it? They both talk about all of them. Na nidram, na evacha swapnam. There is no ignorance, there is no error on the part of consciousness, the Turiyam or Turiya Chaitanyam or Turiya Atma. Who say this? Those who know this fact. Who are the people who know this fact, who see this, who have this vision, who see this fact? Who see this fact, isn't it? So the see, pashyanti, nischitaha. Nischitaha means those who are the people, those who have ascertained vision. Nischitaha pashyanti. This is how the men of vision see. How do they see? They see consciousness, the Turiya Atma, being completely free from sleep and dream. Ignorance and ignorance caused error. All these four Vedas, four these karikas, four verses together form a package actually. They all talk about only what is, who is endowed with what. By saying who is endowed with what, sleeper is endowed with what, dreamer is endowed with what, you know, waker is endowed with what the sleeper is not endowed with, by saying all these things repeatedly, one thing they make it very clear: consciousness, the pure consciousness, without whose presence, no, there cannot be experiencer or the experience or the experienced of any state of experience is not possible. But at the same time, that consciousness is completely free from ignorance and error. Isn't it? That Turiyam, that which is free from ignorance and error, that Turiyam is what now? Is the self here. You are that Turiya Atma which is free from this ignorance and error. Is it clear? Now we can talk about, if you say, but still ignorance is, isn't it? Ignorance is. There is total, something called total ignorance. The total ignorance, undisturbed, is what? Total ignorance. And the total ignorance is said to be sleep, yoga nidra. And that is the disturbed sleep. You wake little, half awake. That is dream. So this, what is this? In partial knowledge alone, there will be partial ignorance. Only when you are endowed with both ignorance, half knowledge and half ignorance, you have the perception of duality. Therefore, perception of duality is like a dream of Bhagavan. Okay, what is real for us is Bhagavan's dream. Understand? Bhagavan's dream is our real life, and we are all Bhagavan's puppets. Dream puppets. Anyway, this is one thing to say, one thing, Turiya Chaitanyam is actually which obtains in all the three states, which is distinct from all of them, but not distinct from all of them, but free from all of them. To say this one fact, how many karikas? 1, 2, 3, 4 karikas. Read the next one. Anyatha grinna, these four are together, they come together. Anyatha grinnata swapna. Nidra tattva majanatah. Viparya seta yoho kshine. Turiyam padamashnute. Now he sums up in this verse. Anyatha grinnataha swapnaha. Nidra tattvam ajanataha. See, tattvam means reality. Ajanan means ignorant. Ajanataha, for the ignorant person, for the one who is ignorant of the truth, one who is ignorant of the reality, is the one who is ignorant of the self, is the one who is asleep to the fact. The one who is ignorant of the self is the one who is ignorant of the truth of the cosmos, and he is asleep to the fact that all that is there is only non-dual reality. And one who is asleep to the fact, what happens? There is a dream. You would know, anyatha grinnataha swapnaha. For the one who is not, the one who is ignorant of the self, ignorant of the truth, the ignorant of the reality, is said to be one who is asleep to the fact that all that is there is only non-dual reality, Brahman. Non-duality alone is satyam, fact. Non-dual reality alone is there. One who is asleep to the fact, for him what now? He is in the perception of the dream world of duality. He has the perception, he perceives the duality, which is his dream. If we are perceiving the duality as real reality, then we are dreaming. Perception of the duality is what? Actually, which is a mithya, isn't it? But perception of duality as real is a dream. Therefore he says, and these two, why there is this ignorance and the error? These two are there, isn't it? Therefore, once a duality is there, perception of duality is a dream. perception of erroneous perception of duality alone results in problems. We already seen error is the problem. Ignorance by itself is not the problem. Erroneous perception of duality alone results in problems. Means for elimination of problems, there's no other way. Only is what now? Only way is to correct the error in the perception. Isn't it? Therefore he says, for which? For the error to be corrected, the ignorance also has to be eliminated. So he says here, tayoho viparyase kshine. The word viparyasaha means ignorance as well as ignorance born error. Viparyase, ignorance and the error caused by ignorance, when those two are kshine, when they are removed, ignorance and the ignorance born error are removed, then what happens? Turiyam padam ashnute. One attains the turiyam padam. Now, I tell you one thing. You need not attain turiyam padam. Attainment of turiyam padam is actually nothing but elimination of, correction of error in perception through the elimination of ignorance. Remove the ignorance, correct the error in perception, finished. Turiyam padam is attained. Turiyam padam ashnute. How does one enjoy that state of turiyam? How does one enjoy the state of turiyam? How does one attain turiyam? Just correct the perception, correct the error in your perception, turiyam. Correction of error in perception itself is what? Attainment of turiyam. They're not two different things. Not that first you correct, first you come there, leave the chappal there, then coming inside. It's not then, isn't it? Correction of error in perception itself is what? Turiya praptihi. Attainment of Brahman. How? By removing the ignorance of self. How should I remove the ignorance? Shravana manana nididhyasanaihi. Step by step, shravanam mananam nididhyasanena. By doing shravanam mananam nididhyasanam alone, this ajnanam can be dispelled. And for shravanam mananam nididhyasanam to be effective, I should have steady mind. Undisturbed mind. The undisturbed mind, to get that undisturbed mind, I should have what now? Use upasanam. And it is not, you cannot have this steady mind unless you are pure minded. Because the impurities are there. Impurities have to be removed. For which you have to live a life of karma yoga. And to understand what is karma yoga, how to live a life of karma yoga, what is meditation, how to do meditation, what is the limitation of meditation, what meditation can do, what meditation cannot do, and what is actual contemplation and how it is dependent on shravanam and mananam. To understand the whole thing, go to the teacher, sit in front of the teacher and hunt with total commitment, listen to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the shastram. Okay? Is it clear? What have you learnt? All the five verses, only one thing. Turiyam is free from ignorance and error. Finished. One line. I'm going to start from the beginning. 2.5 hours you can consider saved. Why did I repeat it? I didn't repeat. Mantra repeats. Gaudapa Acharya repeats, so I also repeated. But if we didn't go on and on like this, it wouldn't have become very clear. Isn't it beautiful? Ariyamayum, Ariyamayinal, Vilaihindra, Nama Tavarana Nokum, Lingma Tavar. Tavarukku Karaname Ariyamaidan. Anal Tavaru Neenga Ariyamai Vilaga, Arul Vendum Kekkirum. நீங்க பார்த்தா நீங்க வந்து தமிழ் வருது எனக்கு, நீங்க வேலை தமிழ் போயிடும். ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரிஹ ஓம். Tomorrow we have puja. Only our class people will be there. We are going to chant Dakshinamurti Stotram and the Mrityunjaya Mantra Japam. We are really intensely going to do it to ward off the obstacles. And also it's mainly for, because Mandukya Upanishad study needs lot of Pratibandhas will come. I myself can see that. Okay, lot of Pratibandhas will be there. That is why Pratibandha Nivrityartham Bhagavad Anugraha Praptyartham. Okay? For the elimination of obstacles, to tap Bhagavan's grace, we are doing a special puja. Okay? Usually we have to do that puja, we have to suppose do some prayer at the start, but we didn't do anything here. So we are having that puja tomorrow, and because mainly that Mrityunjaya Mantra Japa will help you not only for everything else, also for real knowledge also. Mrityunjaya Mantra Japa is really for knowledge. Because knowledge is strength, knowledge is health. Then we are doing that mantra, but it's also Dakshinamurti Stotram. And tomorrow, I'll also teach Dakshinamurti Stotram. Please, all of you, bring your Dakshinamurti Stotram and also Mrityunjaya Mantra if you know already. Don't know, please somehow get it, you know, somewhere. And then we'll chant it. And then in our Woodstock Gardens, okay, 9:30, sharp will start. We have to do Ganapati Atrasesha, Midasuktam, Durga Suktam, as usual. Plus this japam, then we'll after the japam, I want all of you to be there for sankalpa also. The sankalpa is very important, simply coming and going. Only if you sit for sankalpa, because you pray and offer the akshata at the feet of the altar. Which means it's good. Then you are there. And even the mind goes in between, so sankalpa has already been done. So whatever you chant, the punyam, phalam will be there. Some phalam definitely there. If your focus means, more phalam will be there. Mind goes well, little phalam less. 90%, 80%, like that. It doesn't matter. This is how upasana is good, isn't it? It's also because upasanam is also to settle the mind. It's called vachikam karma, kayikam karma. When you offer akshata, when you chant a mantra, it's a vachikam karma. Vachikam karma, if you chant it, if you are very tired of chanting it loudly, chant mentally manasam karma. So manasam, vachikam or kayikam karma, what you do is upasanam. In all of them, mind is focused on Bhagavan Saguna Brahma, Ishvara, not Nirguna Brahma. Okay? This is for what? Because mind goes here and there, and we feel distracted, mind is restless, people come and tell me. That is why I am mainly doing this. Especially started this Mandukya. So, this is a purpose. Don't think simply purposelessly we are doing it something, not mechanically. We are doing it 100% consciously knowing the problem also.